Hello and welcome to another episode of the FOMOcast. I'm Chris, here with Tim. Say hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
So we got a normal week this week because we're actually like on time for stuff. So it's a back-to-back week, which we haven't had in almost a month. So here we go. We're going to start off with, it seems like there's a lot of stuff that's been like popping up that's going to be showing up on different services. The first thing we got was we had a first look at Tron Ares starring Jared Leto, which from what they said, because obviously the person's in the armor, so you can't tell truly who it is. They are saying that it is Jared Leto's character, whoever he's playing, in this armor that has red lines on it. Looks very sleek, looks very Tron-esque, fits the build, fits the movie. It's very minimal, though. And it's kind of weird because it's like, I don't know what else you could show without spoiling anything. So I guess this is all that we're going to be able to deal with now. But we did get a first look at that. What I was more surprised with was two shows got information dropped on and one movie that I was super shocked about. But first we have House of the Dragon season 2 is going to debut in June 2024 on HBO. It's been, I don't even know when the first season debuted, but I do know, I feel like a lot of these places are taking the lead of BBC shows and they're like, hey, let's, you know, take a couple of years. We'll make a couple episodes. So the last episode aired in October of 2022, and this is slated for June. And from what I've heard, that's weird. It shows two seasons in 2024. But with what I heard, they are trying to get back to the June model because they used to release in June Game of Thrones, except for the last season. So I think they're trying to get back into that mode, which I am excited for. I love season one. I have Connor from Con Con's Cantina, where he basically explained to me a lot of stuff because he's read the books, so he knows a lot more than I do. And then we got the announcement, which was crazy. They go, hey, Monsters at Work season 2, a release date was announced. But if you didn't read the article, because when they first put it out, I don't even think like comicbook.com saw what was going on, but it's going to debut first starting April 5th on Disney Channel, and then all episodes will stream on Disney Plus on May 5th. So they're getting a whole month where they're going to, I think Tim said that two episodes every Saturday are going to drop. My thinking is that a lot of people are going to TV services. I know that a lot of places have struck deals with internet providers where you can get like a basic cable set up through like Spectrum, through YouTube TV. You can get these deals that work. And when that happens, what you end up happening is people want to watch regular TV. I did tell Tim and Mr. Stranger that I did downgrade to the base version of Netflix in preparation for their price increase, because the highest level one is $22.99. And because the password crackdown, nobody can use mine anyways. So I was like, hey, we're using it on one TV, maybe two. If you do the $6.99 one, it's 1080p still. My bedroom TV is not 4K. So I was like, hey, we'll just downgrade it to $6.99 one and then see how that goes with commercials. And actually, I've been appreciating commercials lately. It feels like I'm able to get more stuff done and kind of relax, because the commercial makes me kind of like, okay, I'm not sitting there in a movie theater. I got two kids. I'm trying to deal with my kids. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff going on. Give me a break. But this is the
on the commercials on Netflix. Is that are those ads specific to like your area or sometimes to your likes?
I don't know.
That sometimes on YouTube TV, I'm like, oh, I just Googled that, or I watched, what the heck was it? It was something that I just watched on YouTube and I told my wife about. I'm like, oh, see, that's what it was right there. And it came up as an ad on YouTube TV during the commercials.
I know YouTube allows local, their big thing is like they'll do like a generic Chevy commercial, and then, then they know your area and they'll say, go to your local one, which for us is Smith Chevrolet, and it'll say Smith Chevrolet on it. Right. I do know that because my son is in a dual immersion program for Spanish to English, and we watch books in Spanish for kids his age. And for probably about an hour after that, half the commercials are in Spanish. So they are tracking, you know, what you're watching and what you're seeing. So I don't know about Netflix, but I do know, like with ABC, with the Hulu, I think they're going to go with a similar model as Hulu, whereas Hulu is more generic commercials, which is why I realized, oh, Dune's coming out, because the wife has been watching The Rookie on Hulu. And I'm like, oh, hey, Dune's coming out. I forgot about that, which I'll have a review of in a minute and a little bit. No spoilers. And in the midst of announcing this stuff for all these different places, randomly Mobius is, or Morbius is available on Disney Plus. No fanfare, no saying, nothing. It's just there. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was just, it's a random drop.
I know that they weren't happy with the end product. Madam Web is doing much, much worse than anything in comparison. But Disney Plus, they really haven't done anything like this, because this was almost like, you know how, Wills, we talked about it before, like King of the Hill. When King of the Hill went off the air, they aired the last remaining, I think, like 4 or 5 episodes at random times during the week, because they were contractually obligated to air the episodes. So something similar with this is they're not contractually obligated to drop it. They didn't even have to put it on Disney Plus. So it is just weird to me that there's no fanfare. They didn't talk about it. It's one of those things. It is what it is. The one that I didn't even realize was there. Bad Boys 4 has wrapped filming and will be in theaters June 7th. Legitimately, I just saw them posing for photos like last week, and they're already wrapped filming.
Right. That's quick.
It was really fast. So I know there's still a stigma over Will Smith. We won't go into that part of it, but, you know, maybe he's, you know, going to recover from this. I don't know. We'll see how the movie does. Martin Lawrence has had his own fair share of issues in the past. People tend to forget about because it's been so long, but we'll see how it does. I love all the Bad Boys movies. Obviously, none of them has been as good as Bad Boys 2, but we'll see how this goes with this new one. I didn't even know there was five other. I only knew about two of them, but Final Destination 6 started filming with the title of Final Destination Bloodlines, and have the first set photos revealed. Didn't even know there was four. There's three other ones. Had no idea.
Yeah, I couldn't. I knew there was
two,
a couple of them.
Yeah,
but other than that, I mean, and I know like the first one came out, the second one came out, it was really like, oh my gosh, you know, it's why nobody drives behind log trucks or anything like that. And you see the memes all the time. Hey, you know, he stopped at a traffic light and nobody's lined up behind him and everyone's lined up on the backside, and it goes for, you know, a long ways. Like, you know, if you know.
And the first two were hyper connected to where you see stuff from the first one and the second one. And
that's right.
And I believe this one is supposed to take. I think this one takes place before everything. It's super confusing because I know that's what someone was saying. They need to do another one where they go before the occurrences of the first one. So it's like, I had no idea it started filming. And it does feel like that they're looking for more stuff that's not like a Dune or House the Dragon, where it takes a year to film and in 6 months to do this stuff. They want to, I mean, if they just wrap filming on Bad Boys 4 and it releases in June, that gives them basically all of March. I'm going to count all of March, April, and May. 3 months, March, April, May, to do all the editing. And unless they're cutting stuff and they filmed it in a way where they could put stuff together, I don't know.
Right.
Because people don't realize, usually you don't film things in order. You find a place where you're filming, and so if you're going to have a police station, you do all the stuff that you rent for that police station at one time, so you're not renting it for the full production.
Oh, yeah.
So But we'll see how Final Destination 6 pans out, if it'll be direct to video or back in the theater, because I know a lot of these late on sequels have been starting to go back to the theater because there's a demand for going back to the theater. So I did see Dune Part 2. It is storming the box office already with over 12 million in previews, which is double the amount Dune saw in 2021. And it has topped the box office after a blockbuster debut. The thing is, though, is that the first Dune was day and date by Warner Brothers. So they released it on HBO Max the same day that they did in the theater. And I think that's why, because, hey, I watched it on at home. If you ask Mr. Stranger, the IMAX feeling, you know, there's the famous scene you see in the previews of this movie is the sandworms jumping. You can feel the rumbling. When you see the soldiers running, you can feel them running across your chest from the speakers. So I would pay to see it again in the theater. I would 100% go see it again because it was that intense. It's a very long movie. That's the only problem you have. But there's a reason why it's doing so well. It's fantastic. And what I do love about this movie, they have said you don't have to see the first Dune to make sense of it. But what I do love about this movie is, Tim, if you were to go see it, nothing from the first movie. They don't recap things. They don't. It's basically like it's like you're watching a movie and there was a previously on ahead of it, but they cut that off. So basically, you're just right into the story continuing on. And I love that. It's a very good feeling. It's very quick paced. So you're not sitting there and trying to be like, oh, we have to reference back to this. We have to reference back to that. And it's a bunch of like jumping around. The visual effects are amazing. Like I said, we saw it in IMAX and it was insane to see all this different stuff. Every person in there, Florence Pugh is amazing in it. Austin Butler, I love him. Obviously Timothée Chalamet is great in it. Who's the one that plays Stilgar?
Christopher Walken, Zendaya.
No.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Keep going.
I have to click to view all. What's his name? Javier Bardem.
Amazing. I will say Rebecca Ferguson's very good in this. And actually, I love her. She's in Silo. And the show on Apple Plus. Amazing in that show as well. But if you haven't seen it in IMAX, you guys have to see it. It is just that great. It literally gave me chills feeling the IMAX. Because the only thing I've seen in IMAX was, I believe I went and watched The Last Jedi. I think I watched The Last Jedi in IMAX. And it didn't even feel like this. It was literally, you can tell they knew what they were doing. And there are some scenes that I won't spoil, that the way they're shot, it just pops on screen because of the IMAX. So go and see it. It's doing fantastic. And what else is doing fantastic is
Netflix. Well, and really quick, it is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Just so be prepared.
A lot of previews too. Because there's so much stuff coming out this summer. Yes. There's a preview trailer for Furiosa, which is the new Mad Max Fury Road spinoff. It's a prequel to Fury Road. It's got Chris Hemsworth in it, who looks fantastic in his makeup in it. And then there was the one for the new Godzilla X Kong. There's a trailer for that one, which was really good. Seeing it IMAX just makes a huge difference too, because I've seen part of the trailer on TV and it's not as good as what I saw there.
Right.
Next, we have Netflix has renewed its live-action Avatar: The Last Airbender, and this is what they did, which is genius. The first season is doing amazing. The people on TikTok, where they're filming the videos for the characters, they're interacting with people perfectly. What they're doing is they're giving them two seasons to complete the story, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem they had with the first Avatar movie was that it was a movie. And, you know, it sucks because you want to tell the whole story, and there's people who have ideas. Like, I believe the creator of Avatar was not one to be tied to the movie, and then he had stipulations for this new one. And if you look, So it had 62 episodes and 3 seasons, the cartoon. So I am assuming the Netflix version, that's what they're doing. They're trying to play along the same thing. So season one is only 8 episodes. So I have a feeling they could do the same thing, because I think the episodes are, how long are they? They're varying close to an hour on every single one. And so Avatar The Last Airbender, I believe, was only 22 minutes. 15 minutes into 25 minutes. So you're telling me you get 3 episodes, basically, per episode for one. And it works out the same. There's 20 episodes first season, 20 episodes second season, and 22 the third. 21 the third. I don't know why I said 62 episodes. But so I think that's what they're trying to do. And I've heard the casting has been amazing. I did like the one kid that plays Aang, the main character, who is the airbender. He's told in an interview that he had to shave his head every single day. And they had to apply the makeup for it. And he goes, it was insane. Like, and they show him doing it. And it's so Netflix did right by him. And I do like the fact that they're not just going to be like, oh, we'll see what's happening. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Did you also know that Rufio is in it from Hook?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
who
so.
Who does he play?
Zuko. Unless this is, I don't know, because it says Avatar The Last Airbender cast.
No, he's not. Prince Zuko is not him. It's a young kid.
Character conversations. No, it is, because it shows in the interview right here, Dante Brasco and Dallas Liu, character conversation. Dante is
on Dallas Liu. Zuko. Dallas Liu plays Prince Zuko.
Then why the heck does it have? Oh, there it is. Oh, so
he has a podcast.
I think he might have. I think Dante Brasco did the
Oh, he did the cartoon.
I think he did the cartoon.
Wait, Mark Hamill did it too?
Yeah, I saw his voice was in it. Or he was in it as well. Yeah, it's of course in this YouTube thing that they did.
Yeah, he did Zuko. He did Prince Zuko in the cartoon.
Actor, Avatar The Last Airbender. Actor, Avatar The Last Airbender. Like, that's
and awesome. I'm pretty sure that they have said that they worked closely with the cartoon cast to get a general idea about everything. And, you know, that's important. I like that idea.
Yeah. 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 This one is passing the baton, or how they talked about it.
Yeah. We did get two. This one is not on here, but I want to talk about two series that are in development. The first of being, there is a new John Wick series that's been confirmed to be in development, which was not a shock. The Continental didn't do great, but they really didn't advertise it well. So they're probably trying to build off of the momentum from John Wick still being so popular. And they're doing a spinoff from NCIS about Special Agent Anthony DiNozzo and Special Agent Ziva, who in the show, behind the scenes, they had a kid together, and I think they are together now. It's kind of confusing, but it is really cool.
We didn't talk about that last week, because I thought you said your mom was pumped about it.
Oh, did we talk about it last week?
That's why I didn't put it in here. Well, if we didn't, okay. There you go. I can't remember.
If we did it, yeah, there we go.
Because I thought you said your mom liked it.
Oh, right. My mom loves, like, I showed her a video of the guy that played DiNozzo, and she's like, what is this? And I showed it to her, and she starts freaking out, because she's like, and he's like, and he makes a joke. He goes, there's two things I was always on the fence on. And he goes, UFOs and DiNozzo and Ziva getting a spinoff show. And he goes, and I can confirm from my secret hideout of my sauna that there is going to be a spinoff of DiNozzo and Ziva. And so that was like a big thing for him to confirm it. But if we didn't talk about, you know, there we are.
Right. No, that's cool though.
This one is hilarious. Fubo CEO calls Disney Fox Warner Brothers sports cartel, says lawsuit over joint sports app is a duel to the death. It's not. It's not. Because here's the problem. It'd be different if Disney was already in the mix for sports stuff. They're not. ABC has a very minimal amount of college football games. They get bowl games every once in a while. They get some college basketball games during closer to tournament season. But everyone has it scattered out. Fox is having massive problems with their stuff, and as well as Warner Brothers. Their sports networks are not doing great. Even NBC Sports is having a very rough time because people don't know on the East Coast it's a bigger problem because there's a lot of teams that have created their own network. And I didn't even know this, that the Orioles are under a deal for a network with the Nationals. So the guy that owns the National, Washington Nationals, has a deal with the owner of the Orioles to where they have to be underneath his programming rights or whatever. So it's this whole weird thing. Last year, I think was it this year, they said the Rangers, they said that's the problem. The sports network down in there for the Rangers, Texas Rangers, paid triple what they should have paid for the rights to the team because if they didn't, nobody was going to pay for it because they don't have a pool and no one was going to watch Ranger games. So, there is a rumor that
because they just won the World Series too.
And it was very unexpected and a lot of people don't watch it, man. I mean, and the tickets are so cheap, you're better off just going.
Yeah. And that just goes to show you, well, especially with how much stuff has happened in the off season and baseball as well.
Yep.
it's disappointing that they'd have paid that much for it, but I mean, well, I don't know.
We'll see. But fingers crossed, I want this new network to be successful because I like the idea. Next, Max has decided they're going to join Netflix in cracking down on password sharing this year. Obviously, they have a lot of reason to do it because Max is... So they've got a lot of creative content. They have they already have a documentary on the Idaho College murders, which happened last year or over a year ago. I think it was over a year ago. I can't remember. It happened in November. I can't remember if it was 22 or 23. But they already have a documentary about it. And they don't have commercials. So when your basis of your system is you do not have commercials at all, there's no way to pay the bills. And they've already seen, what was it, Netflix went up like 1.3 million subscribers right after they did the password sharing crackdown announcement. Yeah. So, you know, and it was crazy is on the plan that I had, I could have had my mother-in-law for $11.99 a month. So I could have had her pay $29 or pay $15.99. I pay $15.99. It would have covered it, saved me $8. But I didn't want to possibly cancel my thing and then decide, you know, I'm not going to use, you know what I mean, whatever. So she signed up for herself and she was hacked immediately twice. The first weekend she had it.
Nice.
So Max, this is a great idea. Max knows what they're doing. There is a rumor that Paramount and Peacock may try and merge. I believe it is. So there are people making maneuvers now. So now is the time for Max to get their stuff together because if they don't nip this, you know, password sharing and get the boost that they get Netflix got, they're going to be in trouble. They don't have as much original content as they should, except for they do have the TLC shows on there and they do go on there the day after. So you have that with no commercials. And then my son loves watching Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines, and they have all the HGTV and Magnolia Network on there. So they do have a lot of content that I don't think a lot of people know about. So,
right.
Fingers crossed. And lastly, in our entertainment is this one's crazy. Disney CEO Bob Iger admits to secretly canceling movies.
Well, the funny thing is on his quote, it says, killed a few projects already that we just didn't feel were strong enough, but didn't elaborate on which projects those were and how far along they were. So the funny thing is I almost guarantee it, that you go to any production company, whether it's Disney, Warner, Universal, whatever, that they will say, yeah, no, we've we've cut some stuff that just either didn't test well or didn't work out, whatever. And we invested money into it and we lost it. We lost that money. So,
and part of it has to do too with like with the strike. People don't realize like the guy that played Glenn, I can't remember his name. The guy that played Glenn on The Walking Dead, he was supposed to be in the Thunderbolts movie and he had to back out. And he's like, I would have loved to do it, but I have contracts that have to start on a certain date. And once that strike happened, people don't realize once you get past the tentative start date, it doesn't void the contract, but they can't hold you to the contract to be there. You can back out because you haven't been paid any money, one, and everything's on a schedule.
Yeah.
So they're not going to risk you because they might not start production until you're almost done with the movie you're in. And that doesn't do you any good. So,
right.
And I do want to mention too that Bob Iger in the same article did say that he does not see Hulu replacing Star outside of the United States. And what that tells me, because I did tell Tim, I can access Hulu through my Disney Plus account. So I can literally click over, and here's what's crazy. The wife's been watching The Rookie. It shows up on Disney Plus now. So it's on the keep watching on Disney Plus. There is a section where you click on it, it says all Hulu stuff. So if I want to watch Shogun or something like that, but it will show up on the account once I start watching something.
And that's through the TV or on your phone? And
both,
or
both. Yep.
And so it shows that, like, because I went on to, well, I don't have Hulu.
It won't show up if you don't have Hulu.
Yeah, I say it doesn't have anything. Now, does it show up if you go through Disney Plus, the Hulu will show up, but if you go through Hulu, will the Disney Plus show up?
No, it does not.
Okay, so Hulu shows up just on Disney Plus.
And I think the reasoning behind that as well is because they've been doing day and date release on some of the Disney Plus stuff, but there is no real Hulu exclusives anymore. I haven't seen. So I think my feeling is they're going to merge them together, and you're going to get both on there, because that's basically what it's doing. But you can tell they're still working out the kinks because it is beta. And
oh yeah, it's baby steps.
Half the time it'll play the next episode and half the time it won't. So we went through three episodes last night of The Rookie and it didn't keep going. And then we went to go to bed and it said play next, and it was loading it like it does Disney Plus. Like, so they're integrating Hulu into the Disney Plus technology. So they operate off the same setup as that. And the other cool thing is, because Disney Plus already has the ability to add stuff to it, so you have the Wednesday drops of Bad Batch, it literally pops up on the TV screen. It'll show you the new episode is on there for the Hulu stuff. So what happens when you log in, if you haven't watched anything on Hulu, on the top scroll screen, it'll have a screen that shows green. Because people don't know, when I got my Disney Plus account hacked, I had to change my email, my password. Well, that ties to everything. It's to my Disney Plus account, my Hulu account. It goes to my Disneyland account. It goes to my Disney account online, my Shop Disney. They're all connected. So basically, when I go on, like you see with Disney Plus, it shows the shop icon. When it has like a show, you can shop the items from that show. When you go on to that, you scroll over and you click on it, it turns everything green. So there is a green home screen for just Hulu programming. And I believe that's because they also, the Hulu umbrella has specific networks you can click on to search, kind of thing too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting. It's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It was very interesting to see, but he did say that Hulu will not take the place of Star. And to me, that means they potentially could merge it in the United States, merge it everywhere else, see how it goes. Cause under the Star umbrella, they have like, in other countries, they have Friends. They have all these other shows that we don't have here under Hulu or Disney Plus. So they have bought the rights outside the country. And we talked about a while back how Bob Iger said he wanted to look at different markets and see if shows that he could buy that could boost in that area. So if it's a Bollywood type of show or movie in India, they're going to focus on getting that rather than creating new content. They're going to get content from those countries. So I think the first step was consolidating everything in the US and giving them some sort of integrated system, because I believe Star is integrated to Disney Plus outside the US. So it's fun. On to gaming. This one's very disappointing. I actually added something to it afterwards. So Skull and Bones has reportedly failed to crack the 1 million player milestone, even with its 8-hour free trial. And it had like one of the only I've ever seen in a long time, like wide open beta. Like you didn't have to fill a code out or anything. It was just downloaded and play. And they already have it in some places discounted down 30%. So
yep, I just got, because do I have it in, I can't remember if I have it on my wish list or not.
Probably your wish list on Steam.
But yeah, but it popped up and gave the email saying, hey, it's discounted on sale already. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is.
I've been getting nonstop emails from Microsoft saying play, join the high seas, what it keeps saying. And I'm like, right. And I don't have time to play Call of Duty right now. I'm not going to play another game.
Right, exactly.
Well, but crazy. Because, I mean, even the games that have not come out of beta. So what was the one we played? The shooting one that was supposed to take down. Started with a D, didn't it?
That was taken.
You know what I'm talking about. The one where it was like supposed to take down Call of Duty. It was like a mix of Call of Duty and Apex.
Oh. Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. And yeah, that, we did play that.
And that one had like insane numbers and still got shelved. So I don't know what happened with this, what happened with their research. It just didn't, you know, didn't do any good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that it's, especially with the hype coming into it, you know, supposed to be the next Sea of Thieves, the Sea of Thieves killer, you know, this, that, or the other. I was waiting for the hype. I drank the Kool-Aid, and then it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to wait a little bit, see how it goes. And reading just some comments on Facebook posts or whatnot, they're like, yeah, we're just going to wait, give it about 6 months. It'll be free. And I'll just get it at that time where they'll have the free downloads on it. And I'll just get it at that time.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think that's why Sea of Thieves did the single player mode where you're not being attacked constantly. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they did it. They knew what was coming and they preemptively fired that shot ironically across their bow. And it was like, you know, I'd rather stick with Sea of Thieves, you know, and you know, a lot of these places. So like Sea of Thieves, the big thing they do is they do have streamers they work with. Same with Call of Duty, same with Apex, where you get bonuses by watching them play. I haven't seen anyone playing it at all because I know a lot of my friends that stream that I made through streaming, they stream the new games because everyone wants to watch the gameplay. They might not even care who you are. They just want to see the gameplay.
They want to see the gameplay. So, yep.
I haven't seen anyone playing it. None of them. They're still stuck on Diablo. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. So,
right. Yeah. Either that or that Helldivers or whatnot.
Yes. Yes.
And that's one that were, it's X Defiant.
X Defiant. There we go.
Yep. Yeah, and I guess it's supposed to a leak says it's supposed to release March 31st. Oh, Ubisoft Plus users March 31st, and everyone on April 4th.
Yeah, something weird happened.
So take that.
I don't know if they got paid off by Call of Duty, but Call of Duty was in massive disarray when the beta came out, and everyone was like, "Bro, this is amazing." Yep. And I don't know if they were afraid that they were going to have a Battlefield 2048 issue where the beta was fantastic and then they changed something and it was horrible afterwards. But I will say that I do really think that, you know, if X Defiant comes out, we could probably play that for a long time. We could play that nonstop because
it all depends
on shorter rounds. Well, if they kept it, yeah.
On how they crack down on the cheaters or what their cheating is, because Call of Duty said they got this, that, or the other, and then they do massive wipes. It's like, okay, but in between those massive wipes,
everyone's just doing what they want.
Nothing happens, and especially on gameplays that we play on, which is Plunder, which isn't it's not a popular one because it comes and goes, but we like playing it. It's chill, it's relaxing. You know, you could go gunfight or you could go and just play kind of
the for 20 minutes, not a single person
and loot. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Not even taking a single shot, you know, on it. But you know,
and that is frustrating. And like, for those that don't know what Tim's talking about, if you're not a gamer, Call of Duty has an anti-cheat system. And right now it seems that they just basically have it to where it annoys you. It doesn't ban you. I have seen people have been getting some bans, people banned, but I think it's like the people that cheat on TikTok where they brat about it. They're going crazy. But if you have like a slight hack on, it's supposed to detect it. Fortnite, on the other hand, I never deal with hackers ever. And they actually have an anti-cheat where you can't even use a VPN to play. That's how strict they are about cheating on that game. So what they do with Call of Duty is they allow people to cheat for like a 3-4 month period, and they usually ban about 95,000 to 100,000 people at a swath. Yeah. And problem is they just create a new account, and a coworker of mine said, they are now developing hardware cheats that are not detectable by Ricochet, which is the name of the anti-cheat program for Call of Duty, where basically it's a thing you plug into your computer and they can't detect it. So, you know, Tim and I have seen people like, you're like, is that, because here's the thing, Tim and I have pretty fast computers, but there are people who play with us sometimes that obviously have the best PCs imaginable, and that can create a difference in frame rate that basically can have it where, oh, hey, look, he killed me because he could just got to me faster. And you watch their kill cam. And I've seen it before on this girl, Nadia, who streams. They accuse her of hacking, but the dude that she killed goes, it looked wrong on her screen, but look at my kill screen. It looks perfect. She got the drop on me, things like that. So it can become frustrating. Tim and I do use it as a time just to chit chat and talk. And, you know, when it does happen, we'll be like, all right, get away from these dudes because they're not playing the game right. And, you know, once you play long enough, you know, hey, this is, they're cheating. It is what it is, but hey.
Right. But then, like you say, on the other hand, you go to Fortnite and you rarely see anyone
almost cheating.
Seven. You know, very rare. So, you know, you have that going for you.
And the thing about Fortnite, too, is it's really impossible to tell if they're cheating because there are so many, like, you wouldn't call it a life hack. It's like an exploit. So you can do certain things, like the guys who will jump and someone fires a rocket and they ride the rocket to a destination. Things like that, because people consider it cheating, but that's an exploit. Call of Duty is flat out some dude spinning in circles, shooting bullets and killing 500 people.
Firing the gun and getting headshots every time doesn't miss.
Lastly, in gaming, we do have a special edition Xbox console. Continues with the SpongeBob SquarePants Xbox Series X. It seems like they're just trying to get the hype. They're not trying to do like PlayStation with doing a new pro version that's supposed to have better ventilation, stuff like that. They're just maximizing what they have with different covers and things like that.
They're just putting a skin on it.
What's crazy is people don't realize, I listened to a podcast about gaming one time, and they Xbox has a stranglehold on people who make things aftermarket accessories. If Xbox or Microsoft themselves can make it, they will send you a cease and desist immediately, have a patent on the product before you can even try and do it. They see it on Etsy, they see it on Amazon, and then all of a sudden disappears. And the big thing is you can get controller and Xbox Series X and also S covers. This little sticker that goes on the outside of it makes the theme. So I think they're just trying to maximize off of that, because I know for me personally, I would rather pay for one that looked the way I wanted it than do it myself, because those stickers suck and they never go on the way they're supposed to go.
Exactly. You got to get them on. You got to be basically a professional in person to do it.
Yep. So next we're going to the other amusement park pile. We have a new Shrek Trolls and Kung Fu Panda posters have been added to the construction walls in Dreamland. I think now they're trying to just troll everyone because they keep doing overhead shots and you see everything start to form. We did get the full details for DreamWorks Land, and we did get an opening window for summer of 2024. So it looks not close to being done, but they can do a lot of stuff in a short period of time. And I have a feeling they're going to have maybe areas to watch shows, because they do have Donkey there who talks trash to you, basically. And like a little side alley thing that's already been there. So I think now what they're probably going to do is they're going to have some stuff while they complete stuff. Unlike Super Nintendo World and Universal Studios Hollywood, they're going to, you know, that was done all at once. This one, they're going to basically slowly start releasing stuff. So,
right. Well, and the other thing is if you're looking at it, it doesn't look like it's that much complete. But if you look at the ride, ride buildings and everything, it seems like those are very close to be completing. So everything else is just like landscaping, concrete, and that could, I mean, that it doesn't take that long because, and that's more weather dependent. So kind of wait for it to get a little bit warmer. And then all of a sudden, you know, in a week, it's like, oh man, they've gotten so much concrete down, and then starting to bring in the horticulture team and whatnot and start placing that up. So when I first saw, I'm like, wow, summer 2024. And that could be anywhere from, I don't know,
May to August.
Exactly. I would say as late as August. So you still have a fair amount of time, and normally probably here within the next couple months, or, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, they'll probably give either a month or a specific date, because, you know, normally it goes, you know, year, and then it'll go a season, fall, winter, spring, yep, summer, and then you'll get, you know, June 2024 or whatever it is. So it'll edit, but like you said, it is taking shape. And I'll tell you what, the Universals are giving Disney a run for their money. So I think Disney needs to, if they want to stay atop of the mountain, they need to kind of get their butt in gear. And
I mean, granted, they have been,
and they have with stuff that, you know, we'll say later, but it's funny that gap is getting closer now.
I think that's why Bob Iger did say that he could build 7 new lands in 7 different areas of the United States if you wanted to. So yeah.
But I mean, okay, well, but put the money where your mouth is.
Yeah, we'll see. Now we have also they have drone testing for the new nighttime show, which everyone's going to do since they saw Disneyland Paris do it so successfully. Package pickup is no longer offered at Universal Orlando Resort, which I think Disney, you can ship stuff from the park home, but I don't think they do package pickup anymore either. I think they have some of the hotels on property have like a kiosk or a desk. Some do that you can ship stuff, but most people do it in park. So I don't know if they offer it in park too or not.
Yeah, I don't know. And after COVID, I don't know exactly what.
It's probably one of the first departments to go.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I wouldn't be paying for, you know, someone to do that if it's, you know, yeah. I wouldn't do that. And lastly, a woman is suing Universal Orlando for traumatic brain injury after riding Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket.
Yeah, so it says the suit says the resort acted negligently by not restraining the woman's head during the ride. So, there you go. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. On to Disney Park Pile, like I just said, CEO Bob Iger says Disney could build 7 full new full lands at theme parks around the world. We've already got the hint that they're going to be doing a Pandora land somewhere in the Disney parks in California. Obviously, Disney World, they own all that marshland. They could do whatever they want as long as they give more money to state of Florida. So,
right. And the funny thing is everyone took this and said, ooh, Disney's building 7 lands. It's like, no, he said did they have the, they can do it. He didn't say they were going to. So be careful, you know, make sure you read the articles fully, which I mean, I myself sometimes don't do it and just read the headlines because I'm just skimming and going fast. So well,
when it also comes to this version of Disney, you got to think like when they built Star Wars Land, so they built Galaxy's Edge in California, at least they legitimately had to build new facilities for their maintenance department because the area they were building it was where they legitimately took like full on ride cars and stuff and rebuilt them. And stuff like that. Like they had all the maintenance shops. The guys were happy because they all got brand new maintenance shops. Right, but
exactly.
But it's still, they had to do that before they could even break ground on anything else because those guys had somewhere to work. So you got to think it probably takes at least 2 to 3 years of planning and then another 3 to 5 from start to finish. And that includes moving anything they need to move. You know, and that's why I think they like buying up all the property around Disneyland because the parking lot for the cast members, some of them park at the Angel Stadium when it's time for the runs. So there's no need for them to do that. They could build another parking structure that's got employee only parking. They can do a lot of stuff and they have the buses to do it. So Disney Resorts Abroad, Disneyland Paris is soon offering reserved viewing for fireworks and parade, which Disneyland in California already has. Dolls and wheelchairs have been added to It's a Small World at Hong Kong Disneyland, which I know they have. I think they've added some to Disneyland in California as well.
Yeah, I think Disneyland Disney World has it, and I think this is the first one overseas, if I remember right.
Yeah, and then the new Star Tour scenes to feature the Mandalorian, Andor, and Ahsoka are going to be in Disneyland Paris, Walt Disney World, and Disneyland. It seems like we're going faster this week. It's because we got a lot less. We weren't gone for 2 weeks. Walt Disney World pile, there is going to be a price increase, which is only under, it's very understanding because California people, you can actively get a pass at Disney World. Disneyland, you have to sit in the queue for God knows how many hours. Pray you can get in and get one. So
well, that has changed. Talk about it here coming
we
up.
Will, but that was the thing for the longest time.
Yeah,
and they probably have seen that even though they have open sales at Disney World, they're not selling as many. So basically you might as well up the price of the tickets because people, you gotta think, if I go to Disney World, Tim goes to Disney World, and I tell Connor and I'm like, hey, Tim's gonna be at Disney World, he can try and get in. If he had a pass, that's great. If he didn't, well, guess what? Now they're getting more money from tickets. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, usually you go for like 5 to 7 days at Disneyland. Yeah, tickets are still cheaper to buy 7 days than to buy an annual pass. And at other parks, it's like, oh, if you go more than 5 days, Paris, buy the annual pass because it'll pretty much break even with the tickets, but then with the discounts that you get and the add-ons, it's worth it. And then you buy it. It's obviously it's a year. So if you go back again, great, but you're going to pay for it. Your first, your trip there. So it's worthwhile.
Which Disney, I believe Disneyland Paris actually advises you that you're like, if you're going for more than 3 days, just buy an annual pass because Paris is just the one park. So, and I want to say it's like, for a 3 day pass, I think their tickets are like $80 a day, something like that. And I think their 3 day pass is like $20 cheaper, or the annual pass.
Yeah,
it's a little bit cheaper. So,
which is crazy. Who would have thought a Disney park that an annual pass would be cheaper?
Yeah. Josh D'Amaro was seen filming at Tiana's Bayou Adventure in Magic Kingdom, which usually only means one thing, which is they're going to do some sort of announcement fairly soon about the opening. Which I do have a feeling it's going to be something to do with the Oscars, maybe, because Oscars are on ABC and they have Mickey announcing stuff in all the commercials. The Briar Patch has been turned into a swamp at Tiana's Bayou Adventure in Magic Kingdom.
Have you seen the pictures for it?
Yeah.
It looks awesome. Really cool. You wouldn't even think that the Briar Patch is there before.
Nope. Voice actor from Princess and the Frog. He says Louis and Charlotte animatronics on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Speaking of which, I love that movie. Is fantastic. I watched most of it, and I am extremely surprised at how great that movie is, how underrated it is. This one is interesting. Old Fort Wilderness cabins are being sold on Facebook.
Yep. And I saw, what was it? That there was one somewhere out in the wild.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they're cabins, so they're easily...
I'm sure they didn't tear them down. I'm sure they probably jacked them up and towed them.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, jack them up, throw a couple axles onto them. This one states that the cabins are being sold for $49,900. So less than $50,000, and can be delivered within 45 minutes of Orlando. And, I mean, they're good cabins.
Yep. Yep. And they're a piece of Disney, too. So,
yeah.
It's, yeah. Walt Disney World surveying guests about removing Tron Light Cycle Run virtual queue. That's expected, just because, I mean, I think that's still fluctuating right now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to poll them to see if it's worth it or not. You know, you got to get it and not just all of a sudden stop it one day and then you get a whole bunch of backlash like, oh, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, or, true.
You know, and they poll everyone about everything. The halftime doesn't even mean anything. It's just for their internal numbers, so they have a gauge on, you know, maybe something that's coming up or whatnot. And the thing is okay, they have a slow period, like kind of right now before spring break. It's slow. Probably don't need it. Spring break, bring it back, and then slow until summer break. Summer break, they may need to bring it back. Or it's like, I forgot what right it is. But every now and again, they'll bring back a virtual queue. I can't remember if it's for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or something.
Yes.
But say
Mickey and Minnie's is times. Yes. Mickey and Minnie's, when it's the attendance is higher, there is a potential for it. And there actually, when we went last time, when I went in January, I believe there was a sign that was saying no virtual queues for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So I didn't think about that.
Yep. And then there's times where I think already it was either this year or maybe it was during Christmas time or whatnot in December that they brought it back like one or two times or two or three times the virtual queue on it. So you just have to be aware of that, especially on higher park attendance, anticipated higher park attendance day. And the thing is now reservation system, Disney knows exactly how many people will be in the parks on every single day.
And they can plan ahead.
And if they want to release more, they could release more. Or, hey, we're pretty much tapped out, so nope, ain't going to happen.
Which, do you think they'll be getting rid of the reservation system soon in California?
I think within this year they will.
I think it's going to go to the, at least by September, they'll go to the annual pass holders can come anytime in the afternoon type thingy. You don't need a reservation, but fingers crossed. It makes things so much easier.
And right now at Disney World, they have good to go days and whatnot where you don't need reservations. Annual pass holders, yes, you do. Sorry.
Yeah.
On that. Dated ticket days, they have good to go days on that. So I think they will they'll tweak that just a little bit. With Disneyland, because you have a different clientele at Disneyland, a lot more locals. So they may, instead of ticketed days, they may just say, hey, you know, like you said, certain type of ticket, or have good to go days just for, here's this calendar for tickets, here's this calendar for passes, and after 5 o'clock passes, you could just come on in, because at that point they know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they decide to do, because you never know. We also got a new Disney Vacation Club Welcome Home Center has opened at Disney Springs. I know they closed the previous one, which is, you know.
And everyone thought that they were going to get like a hospitality type deal, but it was like a welcome home like center. You think, ooh, hey, like a lounge. And
yep. No,
it was not.
Guardians of the Galaxy retro cassette ear headband is available at Epcot for $39.99, which is pretty cheap for that, considering the Dooney and Burke ones have come out. So everything else is super expensive.
Right. And they look awesome, too.
They do. And then we got Epic Extravaganza Easter Egg Hunt returns 2024 with new map and prizes, which I love. Those ones are super fun. Mm-hmm. On to Disneyland Resort. So the sales did resume for Magic Key passes on March 5th. The Imagine Magic Key sold out one day after sales resumed. So it was significantly slower process this time. I did hear rumors they were working on the queue system to where you could actually not even have to stay on the page.
Yep.
And it would let you know. Enter
your email.
Email,
and
yeah. It'll
give you an email. And the podcast I was listening to, she had done that and then still stayed in the queue. And she said by the time she got the email, when the queue said a minute left. So it was pretty
accurate.
Pretty much synced up on that. So that was nice. You don't have to sit there all day. And the funny thing is on this, they all of a sudden I'm like, oh wait, buy magic keys right now? What the heck? And Disney announced it the day before.
Yep.
And like, oh, magic keys are coming on sale. So good luck. The only ones like you said, the Imagine Key sold out pretty quick, but that one also is SoCal only on that one, so there probably wasn't that much stock in it. And I know I went on at about 2:00 mm-hmm. on the 5th, and it took me less than a minute to get in, and all three passes, Inspire, Belief, and Enchant, were available.
Yeah,
still to buy. And I'm trying to get on purchase Magic Key passes. I guess it helps if I click the button. I'm in the queue. It's less than a minute. The Imagine Key is currently available for renewal. Still purchase, Believe, Enchant, Inspire. Yeah. So all of them are still there. Oh, the nice thing is like you said, Davey, entered by email. It just says put your email in right there on the screen. Yeah, so
yep,
all three of those are still available.
Well, eat your heart out, get it when you hear this. I might drop it early, who knows, we'll see what happens. But they are they did take a little bit longer, so you know.
What do you mean by a little bit longer?
Imagine Magic Key is sold out one day after the sales resumed.
Oh yeah, the
last time the top tier key sold out like in by that afternoon.
It was gone. Yeah, by the end of the day. Yeah, I thought you meant took longer, as in the queue waits and what.
No. It just sold out. It sold out a lot slower.
Yes. Yep.
So, next we got Disney CEO Bob Iger, as we talked about before, says Avatar experience coming to Disneyland Resort will be a land.
So this, I think he used land, but I don't know if it will like legitimately be a land like Star Wars land or Adventure Land, Frontier Land. I think he used land, not knowing what he was saying. And I have a sneaking suspicion is if this does happen, I'm not going to be happy with it. Is everyone is begging for a redo of Tomorrowland. Been begging for it for like 5-7 years.
Yeah.
Every D23, nothing happens. Now, with it being on the West Coast this year, that I think something that they will touch on this. I hope it's not, hey, this is going to go into Tomorrowland and we're going to kind of redo it. I don't think Avatar needs its own land. I think that's what makes Walt Disney World Walt Disney World. You want to go to Avatar Land, go to Walt Disney World. That's the draw over there. And like I said, I hope they don't do it in Tomorrowland, because I don't think that would be a proper fit for Tomorrowland, like the whole land. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it is, and if it does end up becoming a land, or if he just said land thinking one thing, but then the Disney fans took it and ran with it.
No, I think they already mentioned that. I think they're going to be going over where that parking lot is next to Pixar Pier hotel. There's a parking lot that's on the corner across from everything. And I believe if they can build a crossing structure, like a bridge that goes over the street and everything. So I'm pretty sure that's where they want to go.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting because, you know, like you say, on that, with the whole Disneyland Forward project on it, and we'll kind of touch it. It's another thing, a couple down on buying Disney Drive, which is a short street that goes through down. I think it's the one that runs under downtown Disney. So Disney wants to buy it, so then they can take control of it, and would help out with their Disneyland Forward expansion. Is, I think, with that, hopefully we get more news and what's going to happen with Disneyland Forward at D23. And like you said, this Avatar experience could fit into that. And hey, it's going to come, but it's going to be a part of this Disneyland Forward, so you're eventually going to get it, but you're not going to get it inside the berm at Disneyland. It's going to be, like you said, over here. And if you're going to do that, then I'm fine with that, and having its own land or whatever you want to do with that. I don't think it belongs in Tomorrowland. I think Tomorrowland needs its own refurbishment project.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be something completely new, but we'll see.
And like I said, and that's even if it turns out to be a land. I think he said land, but not meaning it to be land. I don't know. I haven't seen the interview.
He said land, and I know he did clarify it the last time that he did mean a land. It wasn't going to be an overlay or a temporary change. So
right, yeah, because they, you know, it was an experience. Now it's going to be a land. Who knows?
Yeah. We did get a new camper style churro cart, which is replacing the old Grizzly Peak cart in Disney's California Adventure. That was a very lonely cart.
Right. It looks awesome. A good place now. To get it stuff, really so fits into that area.
That's good. Disneyland PhotoPass photographers debuted new ventilated green and blue costumes, which does look a lot better than their Jungle Cruise almost
looks. Yeah, stuff. They don't look safari now.
Yeah. Disneyland is hoping to buy Anaheim Street for Disneyland Forward expansion, which is not a surprise because they've been trying to buy so much stuff around there. It just makes sense. And lastly, we got a first look at the Tasting Passport Sip and Savor Pass for 2024 for Disney's California Adventure Food and Wine Festival. I got an email legit like the second they dropped the preview, probably because I went to the Chinese New Year and did their little sip and savor thing there that was amazing and delicious. And I want to go back so many more times because the food was so perfect.
You have any problems using that sip and savor pass?
Not the one for the Chinese New Year one, no.
For Lunar, you didn't? Okay, because I know some people.
Because my way, it was pull tab last year. This year, it wasn't pull tab.
Yeah, I know. And I know some people had problems with that as far as issues with systems being down or trying to how many more do I have left? Oh, I only use it twice, but it says there's not this. I think there were some growing pains with it. And I know with this one, there's two different sip and savor passes, a four, basically like a four tab one, and a 8-tab one. They're, like you said, they're not tabs. Scan right. the back of it.
Yep.
On it, and that's how you do it. I do know on the 8-tab one, you could get a magic key discount. The 4-tab one, you cannot. And they're differentiated by different colors on it. So that's pretty cool. And
which that is also, that's also if there's a discount on just getting the 4-tabs. I know some people don't like a lot of the food. Me personally, if I find something I like, I'll just get it multiple times because you could do right. that. But I think having the option to buy less is also a, probably a big seller for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
We were there together, I think, when they had the food and wine the one time. Yeah,
probably.
We were there the one time when Kurt Russell was there. And I remember seeing so many people leaving and they had like 4 tabs, 3 tabs still left. And they weren't going to use them.
Yep. Yep. No, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So you get it. You get a discount on the 8-1, not on the 4-1. And yeah, they're differentiated by the 2 different colors. And yeah, no, I think. And every time, say, you use it on the bottom of the receipt, it tells you how much is left so you can know that. Or obviously you could go up and I think you may be able to do My Disney Experience to see what you have left. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
That would be smart.
Exactly. So, but the only thing is if you buy it, because on the back of it, there's a barcode. And one of those, like you get on any gift card, Peel Me sticker, and that's your unique code to activate it. So if you peel the sticker and don't activate it yet, and you take a picture and send it out on the interwebs via social media, somebody could use it. And you wonder why, hey, why is mine not active? Because somebody already used it. So just be mindful of that, and that's how it works. And I'm surprised it took them this long, because with the tabs, say you break one off or lose one, it's gone. Where this one, you have yep. to lose the full whole pass on it, lanyard and all. So yeah, I know when we go the end of the month that probably all the food that I want to try is going to be like 2 full 8-tab ones. So
yeah,
we shall see. And I believe the tabs do not cover alcohol.
They do not. I think when I did the Chinese New Year one, the Lunar New Year one, I think there was one thing they sold that, but it was like a beer. I think it was. That's all it had. It was just like a beer. So, yeah. But I mean, it's going to be, I love their food things. If you haven't gone to one of them yet, any of the ones they do for food are fantastic. The food's fantastic. The service is fantastic. It's very authentic, especially the Lunar New Year one. Like I literally ate the spicy chicken that was just the best. It had the little peppers in it. Like you see an orange chicken traditionally it was fantastic. It's great.
Yeah. Yep. And is for non-alcoholic beverages.
Okay. Well, now that you guys know, you can go check it out. That's all we got for you this week. We want to thank everyone for coming through. We greatly appreciate it. Everyone who comes through and listens is consistent. We're back. We're staying regular. I'll probably post this later tonight. Actually, I can schedule posts now. SoundCloud has updated, so I can schedule posts. So I can actually edit this all tonight and have it come on first thing in the morning. And if you guys want to see what we're saying, our podcasts are now transcribed through Apple Podcasts. So when you go to the bottom, there's actually a spot where you click it and you can hear what we're saying in writing. So pretty cool. But for the FOMOcast, I'm Chris.
I'm Tim.
And we will see you guys next time.